This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty today. So a couple of facts. Millennials now make up one-third of the U.S. population. That is the single largest generation right now in America. And millennials are the least likely to vote. A report from Tufts University says that less than 20% of 18 to 29-year-olds voted in the 2014 election. And when you consider last night's debate and the fact that we are, of course, as a nation, going to elect a new president next year, that's kind of depressing. Well, our next guest would like to see this all changed. Andrew Kohlinger is the project director of Vote Spotter, which is...
Well, VoteSpotter, in its simplest form, is simply a nonpartisan tool that empowers citizens to get involved in the political process in a new way, in a way that they couldn't have done it before, by just simply tapping a few times on their mobile phone.
Okay, and tapping a few times on my mobile phone, and then what happens?
The app works like this. You log on to the app, and we ask you for your address, and we use that to tell you then who your actual legislators are. So as you were saying in your introduction, most millennials can't engage in the political process partly because they don't know who their elected officials are. So that's step one, is simply getting people to understand who is representing them. Then after that, we're going to send you some timely notifications and simple, concise bill summaries about how those people are voting for you in Lansing and in Washington, D.C. And from there, it's up to the user. They can thumbs up or thumbs down how their legislator voted. And then they can go so far as to emailing or calling them all from within the app itself.
Okay, so not so much like Tinder. You're not swiping left or swiping right. But you are getting information. This is telling me that this is directed towards younger voters, towards millennials, that they can just pick up their phone. Is that what you're hoping to do here?
Yeah, and to us, it just seems only natural that we should then try and converge technology and politics to make it a lot easier for people to engage in the public policy process and to be able to contact their elected officials directly.
Is there something depressing, though, in this day and age where that is how we have to connect to voters with our smartphones that seem to do everything else in the world for us right now?
What I see it as is basically, I mean, I'm a millennial myself, and one thing that I understand about myself and my peers is that the texture of our environments is a lot different than it has been for previous generations. It may be depressing to other people, but that's just what reality is to us. And so VoteSpotter recognizes that fact and is trying to put something in the palm of your hand that enables you to do stuff in politics and policy in a new way that you wouldn't have been able to.
In a perfect world, let's say in, you know, the next presidential election next year, how would millennials use this to help better understand? And maybe are you hoping even get them to boost that 19.9 percentage rate for voting that we saw in 2014?
Things like the presidential elections happen once every 4 years, and really what you're seeing is the point of the problem. I mean, it really manifests itself at election time when we always hear the depressing statistic that millennials, you know, didn't come out as much as people had hoped them to. But the best way to look at that problem is to realize that if they're not engaged in the public policy process throughout the year at the state level, where governing actually gets done a lot of the time, then there's no way to expect that they're going to be engaged and come out and actually vote on election day. So that's the problem that VoteSpotter tries to solve using technology.
And we should quickly note, Andrew, before we get you off the line, you are from Midland, Michigan, and one of the first states, in fact, on VoteSpotter to have that deep down state level data is, of course, Michigan.
Yes, it is. This is our home. We're happy to call it home, and people will be interested to hear the most recent road funding bills that have been going through the Michigan legislature are on there right now. And we're looking forward to covering things like Detroit public schools, prevailing wage, and even criminal justice reform if those things come up in the Michigan legislature as it winds down.
Andrew Kohlinger, project director for VoteSpotter. Very cool stuff. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much.